America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
I am James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Hawks. Hawks is your classic workwear brand. It's designed for those guys that are on the job site. Just driven performance, just rugged and comfortable. Thinking of durability, everything is either double, triple stitched, bar tacked. It's built durable. It's going to perform. It's going to move with you. It's going to have everything that you need in a product. Hawks, only at Boot Barn.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the Labor Department out with its February jobs report showing 151,000 jobs added last month, fewer than projected. President Trump touting those numbers, but they don't include the massive layoffs of federal workers. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more.
We just saw those minus 10,000 federal workers last month. We know it is much more than that. That's because the data collected for this report happens mid-February. So a lot happened between mid-February and now, and that will be reflected in the next jobs report and then jobs reports to come.
Rolling tariffs also creating uncertainty in the economy. The president indicated today he could issue hikes on Canada dairy and lumber. President Trump meeting with digital currency leaders at a White House crypto summit this afternoon and could outline his U.S. strategic cryptocurrency reserve. An investigation underway following the explosion of the SpaceX Starship rocket that crashed after the launch from Florida. This is ABC News. The Trump administration signaling it will no longer honor the union rights of TSA agents.
In a statement, the Homeland Security Department says it is ending collective bargaining for TSA agents, arguing it will strengthen workforce agility and enhance productivity. The union that represents the security officers accuses the department of fabricating a rationale for the move, which it calls a clearly retaliatory action. Last May, the Biden administration signed a 7-year contract with the union, with the agency's administrator saying the pay increases and protections it provided were needed to retain quality staff.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Texas health officials say measles cases climbed by 39 more cases since Tuesday. There are now 198 measles cases in the state. The majority are unvaccinated. One school-aged child not vaccinated died the prior week. Neighboring New Mexico also dealing with an outbreak recorded a death. Health officials say that person tested positive for measles. The exact cause has not been finalized. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. One of the men charged in the June death of a man in front of a downtown Milwaukee hotel has reached a plea deal with the state. After initially pleading not guilty to having a role in the death of Devante Mitchell, Brandon Turner agreed to plead guilty in exchange for testifying against the other three co-defendants in the case. Turner worked as a security guard at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, where Mitchell was involved in a disturbance. Turner and a hotel guest allegedly dragged Mitchell out of the building and into the hotel driveway. There, Turner and two other men allegedly beat and suffocated Mitchell, who died at the scene. Turner and the three other men involved were all charged with felony murder. A woman accused of causing a Madison City bus driver to crash into a restaurant last month was in court Wednesday. Counts against 24-year-old Raven Johnson include second-degree recklessly endangering safety and attempted battery to a public transit operator. The bus driver told investigators a passenger attacked him because she wanted to be dropped off at a spot the bus wasn't going to. Surveillance video from the bus showed the woman hitting the driver multiple times. Police later identified Johnson as the alleged attacker and arrested her during a Tuesday traffic stop. Layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. UW-Madison meteorology professor Steve Ackerman.
This administration, in doing this destructive act and in many other acts that they're doing, they talk about probationary people, and that makes you think that these are new employees, but they're not necessarily. Many of them are ones who have been with NOAA or National Weather Service for a decade.
Ackerman says the services provided by the Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration cannot be easily or quickly replicated. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The quiet weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly sunny through the afternoon. We'll have highs upper 30s. Light winds becoming northeast at around 5. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid 40s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas versus Luther in boys playoff basketball. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Tip off at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at our website.
It was a mixed end of the week with wheat futures lower, soybeans mixed, and corn futures pushing to the upside. Cotton was higher again, hogs were higher, and buyers hustled back into the cattle complex where prices were sharply higher.
Live, feeling highly sharper via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we wrap up the week with Ed Usett from the University of Minnesota. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, this is the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
You know, I'm feeling, kind of smarter, too.
Are you?
I had ham for lunch.
Oh, I had pork roast. Yes, I did.
Man, look out, world. And look out, we are coming at you jacked up on pork.
Both barrels.
Here it is. That's what you guys get at the end of this week. Wow. Welcome to AgriTalk. I am Chip. Glad that you are with us here at the end of the week. This is marking the end of kind of like 12 consecutive work days. And I know to a lot of farmers that's no big deal. I get it. Sure. But this felt like 12 consecutive work days to me, and I'm ready for a break.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 in a row. That's enough already. It's enough.
That is.
Yeah.
That is.
It's a good stretch for us. We're not used to that.
That's a big stretch for me right there, man. Oh, shoot. So here we go into the weekend. We've got some warmer temperatures on the way at the early part of next week, and then some colder temperatures again at the end of next week. We'll take a look at the update of the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day at the end of the show today. But before we get there, we're going to have a ball with this. Ed Usett, University of Minnesota, is with us today. I glanced him. I saw him from a distance at Commodity Classic. Out in Denver earlier this week. Didn't get a chance to talk to him, so we're going to talk this afternoon, and I'm going to find out what he learned, what he picked up while he was out there at Commodity Classics. So
the elusive Ed Usett,
from the University of
Minnesota?
Not
really. Just no? just two busy guys.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. No, he was very visible while we were out there in Denver.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, mm-hmm. buddy. Should we go ahead and get started?
Let's do it.
You got anything going?
I don't know. It's 55 degrees and like medium sunny, I guess. Nothing really of note there. I got a package from Amazon. I didn't open it yet.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Well, hey,
I'm kind of excited about that. Maybe we'll do it for the end of the show.
Oh, now there's something. Something to look forward to. July soft red winter wheat futures opened steady today in near session highs and then went on the defensive. The contract slipped to within a quarter of a penny of yesterday's low and then bounced to post a close just under the opening range. Today's inside trading day in July SRW points to price consolidation ahead. Trade uncertainty drove wheat prices to a low on Tuesday, and position evening dominated the second half of the week. Traders are concerned about the swings in temperatures in hard red winter wheat country. Unseasonably warm temperatures are coming again early next week, and that is expected to be followed by a return of winter by the end of next week. July HRW wheat futures 2¼ cents lower, 577¼. July SRW down 2½ cents, 565½. Last report, I've got July spring wheat, not settled yet, 605¾. I make that down 2¼ cents on the day, Chip.
Exactly. Okay. On the week, July SRW wheat futures down just 3¾ cents. HRW July contract down 8¾. And at that last trade, the July spring wheat contract is down 5¼ cents. Yeah. It was a choppy week. No question about it, but at least we saw some limited losses.
Yeah. Well, July corn futures also posted an inside trading day with a low range open and a high range close. After heavy selling the first day and a half of the week, prices have been in recovery mode with corn prices just slightly lower on the week. The on and off nature of trade tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada was the headline for the corn market this week. The U.S. dollar index traded lower at the end of this week, providing some support for corn futures. Corn prices are also recovering from a string of 8 consecutive lower closes that was driven by tariff talk and quick progress by Brazilian farmers in planting that Safrina corn crop. May corn futures today 5¼ cents higher, 469¼. July corn up a nickel, 475¾. December corn futures closed at 454¼. That's 3¼ cents, Chip.
Quite a trading range in corn this week. July contract had a high of 479¾ and a low of 451¼. So a wide trading range.
Yeah.
And July corn ended up steady on the week.
Yeah.
That's covering a whole lot of ground to go absolutely nowhere. D's corn on the week down just 0.75 cents.
Okay. Well, July soybean futures also posted an inside trading day with a mid-range open and close. Chart watchers are pointing to a period of consolidation in the contract between 10.25 and 10.50. July soybean oil saw the opposite, an outside trading day with a close above the opening range. That points the market to a test of resistance around the 45-cent level. U.S. soybean oil exports in January hit nearly 213,000 metric tons. That's the most for any month since January 2010. And is more evidence that U.S. bean oil is the most price competitive veg oil on the market. May beans 2¼ cents lower, all told, 10.25. July beans down 0.75 cents, 10.38¾. November beans closed at 10.25½, up 4¾ cents, Chip.
Yeah, trading range in July soybeans this week had a high of 10.47¼ and a low of 10.06. And we're down a penny and a quarter. Huh. On the week.
Well, July.
Went a long ways to go nowhere. November soybeans on the week down just 4 cents. July bean oil, it was higher today, but on the week it was off 64 points, and July soybean meal was up $3.60 on the week.
Huh. Well, July cotton futures posted a low on Tuesday and worked to regain losses in the second half of the week. December cotton today, 37 points higher, 68.46. Did the cottons make it to unchanged?
Yeah, they gained 58 points on the week.
All right.
There
well
you
done,
go.
Cotton.
Yep.
Live and feeder cattle futures were solidly higher at mid-morning, extended gains into the end of the week. Boxed beef prices were higher this morning, and that helped support prices. And so did the late session bounce in equities. April fat cattle were $4 higher at $200.27.5. The June contract up $3.85, $196.47.5. And April feeder futures $3.72.5 higher, $278.15. And on the snout side, April lean hog futures posted an inside trading day with the low range open and a high range close. April lean hogs were 70 cents higher, 87.35. Looks like the cattles are going to give you another shot at buying that high, Chip.
Yeah, they're making the move, aren't they? They're making the move. I mean, maybe I ought to get things locked in. You want to talk about a trading range? Let's go ahead and talk about this one. April live cattle futures had a high of $200.95. They had a low of $189.50. $189.50?
What?
Yes, $189.50 was the low on Tuesday. And traded all the way to a high of $200.95 today. On the week, April live cattle jumped $7.62.5. Man, oh man, April feeder cattle up $5.15. And April lean hog futures up $3.67.5. Big moves in the livestock trade.
Yeah.
All right, Ed Husett. University of Minnesota is on his way. We're going to have a conversation about what he learned at Commodity Classic. Then we're going to dive into some of these trade issues with Ed coming up next.
The National Pork Board cares about your farm's future. New grant opportunities are available to help you enact innovative risk management solutions on your farm to help manage risk in times of uncertainty. Solutions that can secure a profitable and sustainable future for your farm. With technical and financial assistance to implement practices such as cover crops, conservation tillage, edge of field and perennial grass buffers, and more. Simply request your Pork Cares Farm Impact Report to explore funding support for these practices. Get started today at porkcares.org.
Something special is happening in America's cornfields. It's called Invita. Invita allows all crops to fix their own nitrogen and reduce fertilizer. It's helped farmers grow millions of acres of corn with less nitrogen. And less nitrogen is good for the corn, good for our farmers, and good for our planet. Invita's sustainable technology helps farmers maximize profitability with guaranteed results, which makes Invita an investment that's good for us all. Learn more at azotic.com/investor. That's azotic.com/investor.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.56% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us. We're going to jump right into it. We've got a conversation with Ed Usett, University of Minnesota ag economist, extension ag economist there at the U of Minnesota. He joins us right now. Ed, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great, Chip, and thank you very much for having me back.
Well, you bet. Well, I did this on purpose after Commodity Classic, because normally when you and I see each other at Commodity Classic, you're going one way on an escalator, I'm going another way or something like that. We never get much of a chance to talk. This year, I saw you at a distance this year. And obviously we didn't get an opportunity to talk. I wish we would have. So, what'd you learn? What'd you learn out there in Denver?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the turnout was surprisingly strong at Commodity Classic. You know, given the tough prices for grains and oil seeds out there, but the turnout was great. I found that growers had some things on their mind. Chip, I found that half of them wanted to talk about tariffs and the impact on trade, and the other half wanted to talk about trade and the impact of tariffs.
That's where we were. Yeah. You are exactly right.
Yes.
Man, that was something.
Yeah. Good group, good turnout, and surprisingly good cheer given this tariff issue hanging over the market.
I was going to ask you about that. What kind of an attitude did you feel? And I mean, for the most part, it seemed that people were upbeat and optimistic.
It seemed that way, and I don't know if that's warranted or if we're just, as a group, not smart enough to realize this is really serious. I haven't decided yet.
Maybe whistling through the graveyard on this one. I'm not exactly sure, but it is something. So, we've been watching this trade story, the tariff story, or the tariff story and the trade story, whichever you want to call it.
Yes.
We've been watching it develop all week, and longer than that, obviously. I mean, you go all the way back to the election and the campaign and everything. But we've been watching it develop this week, and there's been, corn, wide trading range for the week and went absolutely nowhere.
Yes. Well, the tariffs were on. Starting on Tuesday of this week, and then they were off, and we're off for a little bit. And this uncertainty has got us tied in knots. And I'd like to tell you, Chip, I'd like to tell you and your listeners, I know where this is going, but I don't.
Yeah. Yep. What does that mean for the markets going forward, that lack of clarity?
Well, it's very difficult to figure out which way to go here. There's a lot of different opinions out there. Somebody's going to be right. I'm not willing to make any bold predictions. I did hear an interesting comment from somebody. I was musing out loud. I didn't know what the president and the administration was going to do. And this person looked at me and said, "What do you mean you don't know what they're going to do? They tell you what they're going to do, and they do it."
Yeah.
So we got a 30-day reprieve on the tariffs, but they're supposedly coming back again. We may get another reprieve. This trade is a complex issue because trade is complex. Yep. We trade so many things, we can't keep track of them.
Yep. Okay. And I understand what that person was saying, and there's a lot of truth to it.
Yes.
President Trump did say that he was going to do this, and now we're in the process of doing it. But it's getting from point A to point B to point C to point D to point, keep running on down the line here. It's that progression that is unpredictable. So let's make the assumption that the 30-day delay out to April 2nd, I believe it was, out to April 2nd is accurate, and that's in early April. We're going to see 25% tariffs on imports of products from Mexico, 25% tariffs on imports from products from Canada. What does that mean for us?
Well, it's you have to expect retaliatory impacts from Canada, from Mexico. And when you get into a trade war, it's hard to find a winner. I bring people back to May of 2018. Before we entered into our trade war with China, I tell people that in early May, this is 7 years ago, before the trade war started, you basically had $9.50 cash soybeans in southern Minnesota. You had $3.60 corn in southwestern Minnesota. Then we entered into the trade war in mid-May, and by mid-July, this is 10 weeks later, corn and soybean prices were down. Cash prices were both down 20%. You had $7.50 soybeans. You had $3 corn. I don't lay that out as a prediction as much as I lay it out there that this could have a big impact.
Yeah, that's the history of it. And and we can't rule out in that the reaction going forward might at least rhyme with what we saw. Geez, 7 years ago?
Yeah. Doesn't that seem amazing? Doesn't that, it's like,
it geez, seems that impossible.
The, wasn't that last year? No, it was 7 years ago, May of 2018.
Holy smokes.
By the way, Chip, as you, some of your listeners might know, I've written a book on grain marketing. People might know me by that. After I was done talking, producer came up to me and says, "Hey, Ed, you know, all this tariff and trade talk," he says, I think you should write another book." And I said, "You know what? I don't write tragedies, so I'm going to avoid that."
Oh, that's fantastic! That book is still available, right?
Yes, third edition is out there. It's called titled "Grain Marketing Is Simple. It's Just Not Easy." I sold a couple dozen signed copies at Commodity Classic.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. Well, give us the full pitch now. Where do we find it?
Well, you have to Google it. You're not going to find it through Amazon. You're not going to find it at any of the bookstore chains. We do it ourselves out of the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota. But if you find the link to it, it's going to take you to an online publisher, lulu.com, lulu.com. And if you go there and type in "grain marketing is simple" or my name, it'll take you to the book. And it's $39.95 plus shipping and handling.
All right.
And we've sold a lot of copies over the last 15 years, 16,000.
And it's worth the read, guys. There's no question about it. And when, you know what, especially right now, when I think, Ed, we need to return to the basics on grain marketing, don't we? I mean,
I think so.
Without the clarity out there, you got to keep things about as simple as you possibly can.
Yes, I do believe that. My book, I can't wave a magic wand. I can't take corn that's maybe a dollar under production costs and make it profitable. But you know, more complicated marketing does not necessarily solve that problem.
Right. Yeah, that is absolutely right. And I want to talk more about it in the next segment about some of the strategies that we should be looking at. You know, what about China in all of this? I think we're so focused on Mexico and Canada because I think there's a lot of amazement that we're getting into a trade war with Canada and Mexico. But what about China? What's the influence of that increase in tariffs on China?
Well, we're not getting along with China very well right now, even before the increase. The increase the tariff increase on China almost seems small and insignificant. And we were on the outs with them anyway. So we're struggling with our trade relations with China. We're struggling with our relations with China at all levels beyond trade. The tricky part or the difficult part is picking a fight with our neighbors to the north and the south. You know, I tell people when I go to bed at night, tongue in cheek, I live in Minnesota and I go to sleep with one eye open, worried about what those daggone Canadians are going to do to me next year.
I know it. I know it. You got to watch them. They're sneaky. Sneaky, they're stealthy. Sneaky. Excellent, Ed. Okay, when we come back, volatility is back in the grains. What does it mean for you? I want to talk about your supply and demand balance sheet. I got one more scenario on this trade issue as well.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. For July, HRW wheat futures were 2¼ cents lower at 577 and a quarter. July, SRW down 2½ cents to 565 and a half. May corn futures 5¼ cents higher today, 469 and one quarter. December corn futures closed at 454 and a quarter. That's up 3¼ cents today. May soybean futures 2¼ cents lower, 1025. Novi beans closed at 1025 and a half. That's up 4¾ cents. December cotton today was 37 points higher, 68.46. On your livestock, April fats were $4 higher, $200.27 and a half cents. April feeders $3.72 and a half higher, 278.15. And April lean hog futures 70 cents higher on the day at 87.35. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and seasonal today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 30s and winds calm. As we become partly cloudy tonight, lows bottom out near 20, and a few spotty sprinkles are possible tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with highs warmer in the mid-40s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Oh,
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. I don't know what you're thinking! So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back. Happy Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Chip Flory. This is AgriTalk. We are in the middle of a conversation with Ed Usett, University of Minnesota, the Center for Farm Financial Management. Ed, I got a question in from a listener, and I want to go to that first. And he says, forget about the retaliatory efforts by Mexico and Canada for a second. What would a 25% tariff on imports from those countries mean to us?
You're going to pay more for those products. It's a tax. A tariff is a tax. And if there's a 25% tariff on phosphorus coming down from Canada, you're going to pay 25% more. If you're a car buyer and that car is made in Mexico, you're going to pay 25% more, or at least they're going to try and charge 25% yeah. more. The sellers may have to take a bit of a haircut in that. It's that simple. Tariffs are a tax, and you're going to pay more for the things we import.
Okay, I want to flesh that out a bit, because I know that there are plenty of people out there thinking, yeah, but all we're trying to do is offset the tariffs that they've got on our products. So what are your thoughts on those reciprocal or tariffs?
Well, you know, I'm not up to speed on all the tariffs that are going on. I think it's if they have tariffs on our products going into their country, they're levying taxes on their own people. It doesn't sound very good to me. It doesn't sound like a policy that's worthy of emulating. I'm sure that this is, from the administration standpoint, we're negotiating. We're negotiating, yeah. trying to get tariff relief on some of the things going into their country. We'll see where it takes us. But the history, the economic history of trade wars and tariffs is not pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the what makes this tougher for me to understand is they'll talk about reciprocal tariffs, and to me, that is an effort to level the playing field. And I get mm-hmm. that. I get that. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about fixing border issues and fentanyl, and that's why the tariffs are in place, and those kinds of issues, Ed, I think you're absolutely right. It's got to be a negotiating issue at that point. But the motivation seems to be a moving target on this, and mm-hmm. which is making it tougher on me and you and everybody else out there who's trying to figure out what it means for us going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a tough one. And, you know, it was a talking point in Denver at Commodity yeah. Classic, people saying, you know, they want me and they want you, Chip, to tell them what's going to happen here in the next yeah. Few months. And of course, I haven't got a clue.
Yeah.
And, someone, a wise person made the comment that, not only do we not have a clue, the people making these decisions, they're not sure where it's going either.
That's right.
You know, they really yeah. don't know either.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So I asked about what happens if the tariffs are put on place in the last segment, and you went straight to the retaliatory efforts from Mexico or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's do this. Let's go forward with the assumption that the tariffs are never put in place. Does that mean that our grain prices are underpriced now?
Yes, I believe so. Now, you know, the soybean market has been on its own little wading through its own morass over the last year, and I don't see that getting better quickly or easily. But corn and wheat, you could make a quasi bullish stance on both corn and wheat markets if you look at carryouts worldwide. Look at yep. Trends yep. going on in our own country. I could be friendly to both corn and wheat. Take this tariff clout away off from over our head,
yeah,
I could make a friendly case to both those products.
All right. All right. Even with the expected increase in corn plantings in the year ahead, can you still make that bullish case?
Well, you know what I found interesting in the outlook? Yes, they take I'm talking about the USDA February Outlook Conference. It's the first time that USDA puts a number on the year ahead.
Right.
And so a lot of eyes on it. And, of course, they had corn acres going up by almost 3.5 million acres in the year ahead. And that sounds very bearish. They put a big number on the yield in that. You know what I noticed? The carryout doesn't get above 2 billion bushels still, even with that. And so I'm like, we've been hung up on that 2 billion bushel mark for a decade. And I'm not sure it's as relevant today as it was 10 years ago, but we don't even get there with 3.5 million more acres.
Right. Right. And the stocks to use is tightening up for us as well. We don't quite get to that 2 billion bushels. What I think it was 1.965.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it was on the
Something like that. And where are we at this year? Projected about 1.5 something.
Yeah.
A billion bushels for a carryout. There's nothing onerous about that level of corn, given our week-to-week usage.
Okay. Is that 94 million on planted corn acres? Does that make sense to you?
It does to me. 2 weeks ago, this price correction, I might have even argued, I don't see why it couldn't even be higher than that. Now, I'm not sure what the last 2 weeks of corrective price action does to that, but my bias is we're going to see more corn, and that number doesn't look too big to me.
Okay. 84 million planted on soybeans. Does that make sense?
My challenge with soybeans is I'm not sure how it pays for anyone. I'm not sure why anyone's planting soybeans, but it's part of the rotation. I guess it makes sense. I have no better idea than that.
Yeah. You know, I had one. Actually, he's going to be our guest on Monday afternoon. So it was Jared Creed, JC Marketing. I was sitting on a panel with him out at Denver at Commodity Classic, and he made the comment that corn's worst case scenario is $250 an acre better than beans' best case scenario for the year ahead.
Like I say, it's hard to. I have a hard time understanding why soybeans are being planted. I understand why they are, but they just the economics on soybeans right now are just they're not pretty. They're not pretty.
And the same global scenario that you can build a price friendly outlook for corn and wheat with, that's the wet blanket over the soy complex, that year to year increase in global carry, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. You can build this positive case on corn and wheat, but how do they go? How do they go somewhere when you've got soybeans like a weight dragging on the whole complex? It makes for a difficult situation.
Can we make enough domestic demand to improve the outlook on beans?
The possibilities are there with renewable diesel and things of that nature. Right now, we're not, if you add together the mandates and you add together the tax credits and things like that, it doesn't add up to enough. We need more. And, of course, the difficult thing is, say this administration turns around and gets aggressive, that doesn't develop overnight. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to develop that. So it's not a quick fix, but it would sure be a step in the right direction with more domestic usage.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just got a couple of minutes left here, Ed. What do you want producers thinking about ahead of the crop insurance deadline?
Well, We've set the levels. I don't have them right in front of me.
No, that's fine.
We've set them based on the February averages. You got to have crop insurance. You know, that's and the details of what's right for each listener here is something they need to discuss with their crop insurance agent, because what works in my state of Minnesota or in southern Minnesota is going to be different from what works best in northwestern Minnesota. You've got to know the details of your own backyard and what makes the most sense. But you're going to have crop insurance. You got to have it.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about that. Then give me an kind of an attitude. Jeez, I've only got 30 seconds. But give me your attitude then on grain marketing outside of crop insurance.
Look for rallies to sell. I've been saying that ever since harvest. I felt that December and late December and into January, I was telling people, I've told you, look for rallies to sell, and I think we're here. And I was hoping people got things done. We've had a correction. Let's hope that we're not taken over by the tariff swamp and we get another chance for rallies this spring and get it done.
Outstanding. Grain marketing is simple. It's just not easy. That is the book that you're looking for, written by Ed Youssef. Ed, it's always so much fun to talk with you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate Ed Youssef, University of Minnesota in the Center for Farm Financial Management. It's Friday. Davis and I are going to wrap it up next.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Protect your home and auto with a bundle from Progressive so you can stop worrying about them and invent new things to worry about, like snakes in your bedroom. Sure, that sounds incredibly irrational, but now that we've mentioned it, you are a little worried. The odds of one snake, let alone snakes plural, are so slim. But you might want to check. Oh, you're not near your bedroom. Guess you'll just have to sit there and worry about it. So let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with Chip Flory. Chip, nobody yes. wants to listen to Whitesnake with me, so here I go again on my own.
On your own. That's really good.
Uh-huh.
That
uh-huh.
was really good. I had to think
like
about it for a moment.
Uh-huh.
But
that's the thing, you know?
Yes.
It makes you think.
It does. Those yeah. are the things. That's, I. you see, well, it's Friday afternoon, therefore yeah. I'm starting to give up on the whole thinking thing for another week.
You've okay? had enough?
I've pretty much had enough, unless there's something that you want to hit.
Well, I am furiously scrolling through Facebook and can't find anything that we need to talk about. So I think perhaps we've covered it all, you know?
Maybe I mean, we have.
Here's a dog that's got a paper towel, the cardboard thing from the inside.
Yeah.
The little paper towel roller. He's got it in his mouth. He's running around the house like he's really got something going. I don't know. I mean, this is what happens when we're at capacity, I guess.
I guess you're right. Good yeah. grief. Oh, man. Listen, if you want more on yeah. trade
yeah.
and tariffs and everything, we had a great discussion this morning on the morning show, uh-huh. the free-for-all with Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. And I think that's probably your best bet on where you can go for more info on yeah. that right now. Just go give that a listen.
Yeah.
Go
yeah.
give that a listen.
I'm looking at a picture of a guy holding a guitar, and next to him is a cat laying on a table on its belly, and another cat is massaging it, and the guitarist is singing Rock the Cat Spa. I didn't even know that there were cat spas, much less you can get gigs at them. I mean, I'll take about any gig I can get, you know?
I hear you, man.
I feel like I maybe there's you. A market I haven't explored yet. There's a hole in my marketing.
Rock at the cat spa.
Rock the cat spa. Rock the cat spa. Rock.
Love it.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. Let's talk about this a little bit. People seemed pretty optimistic. Attitudes were upbeat. Everybody's yeah. having a good time at Commodity Classic. You and Ed seemed just slightly, maybe not surprised by that, but maybe not quite what you had expected necessarily either. I mean, it's tough right. times, dude. It's tough times.
Right. Yeah, you know, well, let's go back to the conversation that we had on Wednesday morning with Jim Mintert, Senator for ag, commercial ag at Purdue. He is emeritus professor there. The February ag economic barometer showed a very upbeat environment. But the first thing that Jim said to us when we started talking to him about it earlier this week was, now, let's talk the timing. This was done around Valentine's Day, the middle of the month. Look at what has happened since then. They are doing, they will be doing the March survey, I believe, begins at the end of next week. Okay. So the change from February to March on the current conditions is going to be just as telling as it was in the February. You know, with the big jump that we saw, January 10 changed a lot of attitudes out there. People were optimistic and ready to go. Well, we've given all of that back now, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have given all of that back, and we gave it back in like 8 days.
It didn't take long. Yeah.
No.
It was an elevator shaft down.
Absolutely. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the attitudes. The thing is, and I said this to several people earlier this week out of Commodity Classic, we may be going through a tough period right here, but you know what? We've been here before. We've experienced this before. I thought Ed did a great job of laying out some of that history.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, during the last trade war with China 7 years ago.
Yeah.
What? Seven years ago. I mean, I still remember plain as day President Trump saying, wow, the sun is just starting to come out as I'm saying this.
Nice.
Very nice.
I love that.
President Trump saying, you're going to need to buy more land and bigger tractors.
Right. Yep.
And the next thing we knew, we had a phase one of a trade agreement with China going forward. Wouldn't it be something if we could, if all the naysayers are wrong on this one, and I've not been 100% behind it. You know, I know that I'm saying, geez, wouldn't it be something if I'm wrong on some of these issues?
Yeah.
And what a great outcome that would be. And he, you know what? He's pulled it off before.
He might could get us there.
He might could get us there. That is exactly right. During this morning show, when we were talking about the tariffs and everything, I just said a listener checked in with us. Well, I'll give it who that listener was right now. Rock Ketchnig.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah. Who is over there in Illinois, is on the Farmer Forum from time to time.
Yeah, he's good stuff.
And he basically said, listen, this guy's the best poker player I've ever seen. Stand with him. Stand with him. So,
hey,
it will be interesting. Oh,
let me
there's a cat spa picture.
Cat spa right there. Big Apple found us. If you're interested in Ed Usett's book, get out your pencil. You've got 3, 2, 1, cffm.umn.edu/simple. Once again, cffm.umn.edu/simple, Chip.
Fantastic. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook, March 13th through the 17th. And by the way, Paul, yeah, I'm going to be okay. Thank you. March 13th through the 17th, we've got above normal temperatures expected over the entire Corn Belt. We've got above normal precipitation expected over the entire Corn Belt. 8 to 14 day. The far western production areas are looking at below normal temperatures, near normal running down the middle of the country, and above normal temperatures in the east, above normal rain across the entire belt. Have a great weekend, everybody. Relax.
When the game is on the line,
Championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
You're listening to WRGN 1430 AM Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.